I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin and end in Lebanon today. First, the latest on the protests and the prayer needs in Beirut. And then later, we'll discuss Christian resources and how a ministry center is meeting regional needs. Right now, all eyes are on Lebanon as protests rock Beirut throughout the weekend. There's concern that continued unrest could destabilize a country that's already on the verge of collapse. On Friday, the prime minister issued an ultimatum: approve the 2020 budget with the tax hike, or he walks. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama observed,
"It's a pretty substantial tax hike. It's not a little one. I think if we had this kind of tax hike in America, we'd be protesting too."
Adama says the tax rate is tied to two things.
One is their economic situation that we all know has been spinning out of control for years and is in dire shape. But the other thing that's driving the tax rate is the continuation of the need to help and sustain Syrian refugees in the country of Lebanon when they're illegal and they can't work. And that still is a drain on the government because it uses more power and uses all kinds of services.
And he says that if history is any predictor,
they'll keep talking about it even into Monday or Tuesday of next week. It never come to the vote because no vote is better than voting in the wrong way to make the people matter.
He's asking for prayer support. Challenges abound with gospel work in Lebanon, but that's especially true now.
We need to pray for everybody in authority over there in our country, as well as in Syria, and everybody affected one way or another by the crisis that continues to grow and get worse in the Middle East. Pray for the peace of the people, that the people might find the Prince of Peace.
Next, women are a powerful force for the Great Commission. However, modern missions haven't always included or empowered women well. That's what Wendy Wilson wants to change as the executive director of the Women's Development Track and the mission advisor to the Missio Nexus Network for Development of Women.
We want to make sure that they are bringing themselves and their gifts fully to the work they're doing, giving them what they need to do their best work. And that means women of all life stages and areas of gifting.
Many women are gifted with strong leadership qualities or with expertise on valuable ministry areas. However, Wilson says many Christian women don't recognize their own potential in the Great Commission. Women's Development Track and Missio Nexus want to intentionally develop women in Christian leadership, not so they can overtake men, but so that they can work together to advance the gospel.
You know, when things affect the way we've always practiced, there can be some fear. But if God's going to lead us into those things and toward where He is, that's what we want. And we want to let the truth take us wherever it will, wherever God will lead us with that. We want to be willing to change our practice in any area as He leads and corrects. Pray that we all have courage and grace and humility toward each other as we explore some things that are kind of close to our heart.
And finally, Horizons International's Pierre Hosni explains there's a huge need for translating Christian resources into regional languages in the Middle East.
And so what we find is that there are many organizations around the world that have wonderful curricula and Christian materials, but they don't have the capacity to get that material into a form where it can impact people that are in other nations.
Horizons International is utilizing its Middle East Center for World Missions in Beirut to help fill this gap.
And we have really the only known Christian Kurdish language dubbing studio in the world that we know of. So this is already happening. And we actually have run out of qualified translators because we have so many materials that we're wanting to put into the Kurdish language.
Now, the ministry is offering Kurdish literacy classes to equip local Kurdish believers to help in the translation process. Still, Horizons International is asking you for help through prayer.
Praying for more partnerships to occur, praying for more shared infrastructure in the Middle East and North Africa to make it easier so that materials can get to the end user.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We are trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. Would you help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Just look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.